Our text for today is a couple of verses which come to us from the Christmas account, the Christmas story as it is contained in the book of Matthew. We read there in the first chapter, verses 18 and 19. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. There seems to be a problem when it comes to the interpretation of Holy Scripture, particularly in our day and age. Sure, there have been differences of opinion and interpretation down through the centuries between the different denominations and all, but in our day and age in particular, there is the element of society that does not believe in God, does not believe the Scriptures are the Word of God, and they interpret the Scriptures when they read them or hear them in their own unique way. How many times have we run into the individual who says, well, you know, the Bible says, and then goes on to reiterate to us something that the Bible says about, oh, condemning someone, killing someone, disgracing someone, humiliating someone, who knows? In other words, the Bible is used by many as a tool of destruction, as a tool which divides. And of course, we look at that approach to Scriptures and say, well, that just can't be. That's not the way you go about interpreting the Scriptures. And they will turn around and say something to the effect of, yeah, well, what makes your way better than mine? The interpretation of Scripture becomes extremely, extremely subjective in our day and age. And what I mean by that very simply is, someone reads it, says this is what it means, well then they stand firm on that, this is what the Bible means to me. And the Scriptures have indeed been used for all kinds of dastardly deeds, all kinds of sinning, if you will, all backed up with those biblical quotes, but the Bible says. Who's right and who's wrong? That's the question before us today. How does one go about properly interpreting the Scriptures? How does one go about properly putting the Scriptures into play in one's life? Well, we can all sit and pontificate on that question all we want this morning, and we can come up with all the brilliant answers we want to come up with. But what I would like to do today is place before you a guy by the name of Joseph and find there biblical witness of Scripture itself warrant for properly using the Scriptures. You all know Joseph's situation. We've heard the story many, many, many times. We know it almost like the back of our hand. Joseph is betrothed to Mary. They're not living together yet, and yet Mary comes up pregnant. And the baby is certainly not Joseph's, and he knows it. Joseph knew the Scriptures. He knew, if you will, what the Bible says. And what the Bible says, very simply, is that someone in Mary's situation was to be stoned to death in front of the townspeople. It wasn't so going to be something done privately or behind closed doors. No. This was to be a public execution. She was to be publicly executed. That's what the Bible says. And Joseph knew it. He knew his scriptures. But as you heard in our text this morning, Joseph, not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. Not going to make any kind of public spectacle out of Mary, even though the law says she was to be put to death. But Matthew, you notice in verse 19, gives us a curious phrase before he says what Joseph decided to do. He says, Joseph, being a righteous man. Now, we have talked about that word righteous many times in our Bible classes through the past few years. That term righteous really is not a moral term or an ethical term. The term righteous has to do with a relationship. And when we're talking about God's righteousness or our righteousness, the righteousness He gives us, we're talking about that relationship that He has with us, that relationship that He gives to us to have with Him. And a proper relationship with God, the Scriptures make very clear, is a relationship that is founded upon His grace and His love. Founded upon His goodness. Joseph is a righteous man, we are told. And he plans to send Mary away secretly. What does that tell us? That the truly righteous individual, as is Joseph, the truly righteous individual, the individual who stands in a proper relationship with God, a proper one, not one founded on their own thoughts or thinking, will look at the Scriptures through the spectacles, if you will, of the grace and the goodness of God. You see, if all an individual wants to do is seek justification in the Scriptures for abusing someone, for humiliating someone, for disgracing someone, for hurting someone, for harming someone, they're wrong. Because the Scriptures are not to be used that way, Joseph tells us very clearly. Oh, he could have. He could have humiliated Mary. He could have disgraced Mary. He could have condemned Mary. But he didn't, because he was a righteous man. And he knew that everyone's relationship with God depends upon the grace and goodness of God and nothing else. That's how I know our way is the right way. That's how I know what makes me right and them wrong. I have Joseph. The first one, obviously, who learned how to read the Scriptures. And he has passed that on to you and me. I'm in a right relationship with God because of what Jesus Christ did. I too, like Joseph, am a righteous individual. And as such, I read the Scriptures just the way Joseph did. Through the spectacles of grace, through the spectacles of the goodness of God, and not through the spectacles of the condemnation of mankind. Thank you, Joseph, for your lesson in biblical interpretation. Amen.